Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, Matt Micucci here, and this year Fred is once again media partner of Future Frames, the showcase of promising new filmmakers on the European film scene, organised by the European Film Promotion in collaboration with the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Joining us at this time, one of this year's Future Frames, Irene Albanel Mellado. Irene, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. And so first of all, congratulations on being one of this year's Future Frames. How does that feel?
Well, it's a little bit overwhelming. I'm feeling very grateful. It's a great opportunity, of course.
Yeah, and it's also a great opportunity for us to find out more about you. This is something that I kind of like to do in my interviews about Future Frames. How did you get into cinema and filmmaking?
Okay, well, I'm not really sure about that. It's always been with me. When I was like 11 years old, 10, I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, and I started being obsessed with that movie. I started watching all the making-ofs and studying the director, all the actors, and then I got obsessed with Johnny Depp, and then I discovered Tim Burton, and then I understood what a director was. And from a really young age, I just started loving it. Of course, now I have different tastes, but this was like the start, and it's like emotional. It's like when you love somebody, you don't really know why. It's more or less the same.
So sometimes, you know, when people get into films like that, they either begin taking photographs or writing. Which one of these routes did you go down?
Well, I think maybe daydreaming, because okay. I was always a little bit blocked, and it wasn't until this last short film I really felt I was developing myself. But I might say I liked it editing more than writing or taking photos, and that was great because editing is the language itself, the language of the moving image, so it really helped me a lot to direct.
Now let's get into the film that you will be screening at Karlovy Vary this year. It's called Silent Club, right? Club Silencio.
Yes, it's a portrait of an afternoon of a 10-year-old kid named Martina and her mother Alejandra. Mother and daughter have an amazing chemistry, but their relationship gets complicated because of the difficult relationship that Alejandra, the mother, has with addiction and, well, drug addiction.
We should probably give a shout out to the screenwriter as well, right?
Yeah, we write it to, well, she write it, in fact, but we worked on the story together. The idea was original of mine, and I contacted her because we have a very good chemistry, and she understood always what I wanted to translate with words, and it was a great experience.
Excellent. So the story is actually yours. I mean, you came up with the idea for it.
Yes, of course, we developed the story and the characters more precisely with her.
Yeah,
and she actually wrote it, but always if there was a line I didn't like or some details, we always change it. The scenes, we talked together about what was going to happen in each scene before she wrote it. So it was a very collaborative process because it's kind of an important story and characters for me. It's not.
Does it come from a personal place, this story?
Yes, more or less. And my sensitivity also. These are like topics that really concern me and touch me.
What topics are they?
Well, especially the stigma and the prejudice that people has with neurodivergent and non-neurotypical people. And for me, addiction, it's a mental problem more than something that somebody wants to do on purpose. I feel sometimes that, well, this kind of prejudice make relationships be terrible and people be really discriminated, and that's something that it has affected in my life, and I also doesn't like that happens.
Do you feel that cinema represents addiction well, or do you feel that it's problematic?
Well, it depends on the movie. There are really great movies. For example, I like Transporting. That's, well, really, really famous movie. But I feel like it's usually like a way to make a character be like a monster or something very provocative more than human, and to point on the with the finger that, I don't know, for example, lots of time it's an excuse to explain a trauma and they like condemn it a lot, like they are monsters and things like this, and I don't like this kind of representation. But it also happens with mental health usually. For example, the idea of having a madhouse to do a horror movie, and that the mad person is like a monster, that's a total problematic idea, because almost everybody has mental issues.
But we talked about your collaboration with your screenwriter, co-screenwriter, in developing the story and working on the story. What about working with the actresses in the film, the mother and the daughter? What are their names, first of all?
Okay, the names are Eva Jorak, the mother. The actress that played the mother was Eva Jorak, that she's quite an important actress in Spain. And the little kid was Nicole Ferré, that it was like her first big project, also like me. And, well, it was a gift to work with them, because they were, well, really involved within the project and really easy to work with. And actually with Eva was very surprising, because I wrote her thinking that she would never answer me. And then she was really into the project. So it was amazing, because it was somebody I seen in a movie and I really admired, and that she wanted to do this project with me without knowing me, without having any reference, was really shocking, and I'm extremely grateful. And the process was really good, because they had to have a good chemistry, and I had to rely on my instinct, because we didn't have time to hang out a lot before filming. And, well, they had this chemistry. And I also worked with a coach called Daria, that she works really well with kids. So she helped me, like, directing the kid. And sometimes if an actor got stuck, she also helped me, because she had act all her life. So that was really good.
So is it true that this is your graduation film?
Yes.
Had you worked on any other short films in the past, or was this your directorial debut, let's say?
Well, I tried to make a short film before, but like really, really little, without budget and with the material from school, and I didn't finish it because I hated it. It was like a total fail. And then I collaborate with my classmates' short films, but it was more like exercise for class. This was like the really big thing I've ever did.
Right, exactly. How did it feel once you finished it?
Well, I think I had like to rest a lot, because it was really impacting. It created an impact on me, because it was something that I always wanted to do, and that I spent a lot and a lot of hours. And when it finished, I felt really grateful, but also like there was a like something was missing suddenly in my life. You know, when you lost somebody and you don't have to, it was something like that. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. I guess the trick is to maybe move on to something else, right? Another project. Have you got anything in mind right now, or any ambition that you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Well, actually, now I'm editing a short film, and I'm doing an internship in Filmax. So I'm quite busy with that, and I would like to do another short film or a movie maybe, but I think I prefer to do a movie. And I like to do something different from Silence Club, something more, I don't know how to say it. For me, it's very important that my values and my point of view are in all my movies. For example, I'm very interested in non-neurotypical people, as I said, and having and talking from a feminist point of view, always, that's very important. But I would like to change gender, and now I'm thinking maybe of doing a movie about a depressed buyer, but it's just an idea.
Very interesting, Irene, and we'll look forward to seeing maybe your future works as well. In the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best at Carlo Vivari. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.